Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Archers of the North. They're all special episodes. I am welcomed here today by someone.
And Josh is here. What's up, everybody? Yeah. You can tell we're back in person again, hanging out at the couch like we always do, because it's just this flawless back and forth that we have going. We're always hanging out, recording these pods.
Look across the room. You see that? You see what's over there?
That's crazy. Wow. We're not going to explain it on air because that's bad radio. So, but this is a special one. You know, this is episode 13. For those keeping track at home, we're gearing up toward our season finale. We only got like 6 more episodes. We've obviously been buying a lot of confetti cannons, a lot of whipped cream, of course. And there's one other thing that was on the shopping list. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, it was I'm trying to think of something appropriate. It was
good. I'm gonna bleep whatever you say anyway, so it's fine.
You know those little this one's appropriate, but it might sound inappropriate. You know those little things you like.
That's a very very standard party favor thing, which I did not expect you to go with. Yes, we got confetti cannons, whipped cream, and those little party favors ready for 6 episodes from now. Which we may be taping live at the Olsen homestead. We'll talk about that another time.
We'll try to line that up.
We have also Kai here. Hey, Kai, how's it going?
Hey, man. I like confetti. I like the Olsen homestead. This sounds like a good start.
You know, speaking of the Olsen homestead, we've only got six more episodes.
Oh, never mind. I was going to have a guess, but that's
all right. Yeah, it wasn't very good on my part. I was just going to say, after this episode, you know, I'm going to hop on the old mower, get in that Kentucky Blue, try to dig it up a little bit. Not actually dig it up, but cut it because it's very long. So
remove it all. Replant it before we get there so it looks good.
Yeah, I need new grass for the fellas. You know, I'm not willing to risk this old grass.
What's the latest acceptable time to mow the lawn? Because I feel like you're pushing it just a little bit.
Because neighbors care.
It's after sunset,
stuff, right?
It's after sunset. Gotta be.
Is it?
Well, what if the sun sets at like 5? Like, yeah.
Yeah. I think no matter. To me, it doesn't make. Yeah, it's winter. Then there's snow and it doesn't matter. But to me, it doesn't matter the actual time. It matters the brightness, right? That's at least my rationale. That's why I'm going to go out there in an hour.
Josh is going to put strobe lights on his yard so he can mow at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm talking about people, Josh.
Stadium lights.
No, I'm a selfish person by nature. Let's say I'll set the bar at 9:15 p.m. You have to be off the mower.
I'm good with that. I think that's fair. So you're pushing it. We're going to have to go.
No, he's driving.
Yeah, anyway, it was nice to chat with you guys. I'm going to go get on the mower. We'll see you guys later.
You can pod from the mower. Come on,
I thought about trying it, and then I'm like, I'm going to look like a real dummy when it doesn't work. And everyone's like, oh, no, that's not going to work. You're on a mower. Like, what'd you think it was going to be like? So I decided not to risk it. That was my Jesse impression, by the way. Hi, Jesse.
Is that I don't like that. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I put that same headset in that didn't work last time, so... Here we are, just kind of fast and loose with it.
Just like season 2, the whole time, fast and loose.
Oh, man, fast and loose with it. But so is this like a when can you mow your lawn debacle? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I just mentioned I was going to mow the lawn after we got done recording, so we were discussing how late is okay. But I hear right now someone else mowing their lawn at this very minute. So
yeah, at this respectable hour.
Well, I feel like I can just kind of latch on, do like the whole tag team thing where like I kind of take off.
Yeah, no, but when does that end? Because then what if you stop at 8:30 and then Bill across the street starts mowing 8:30 to 9:15 and then Jack across the street's like, oh, I can just tag team onto this and all of a sudden people are mowing at 2 a.m.
Wow.
Is that what you want?
You're right.
Is that what you want?
Is that fun for you? Is that
the future?
Good.
Because I don't think it is.
Start mowing at 8:30 and you can end mowing at
9:15.
The other 9.
Yeah. I would argue as long as you start at 8:30, you can go as long as you want.
Oh, heck yeah. All right. Let's give it a go.
You can 8:30 in the morning is that might even be 9 o'clock in the morning. And then you mow all the way through to 9 o'clock at night. How about that?
We don't follow those hours in our neighborhood. We start 8:30, 8:15. You're out there before 9 for sure.
That's messed up.
Well, you couldn't live in Edgar, Ice. You gotta abide by those standards, man. Yeah. Kentucky
high school, me would not have accepted that. Just saying.
Here's a quick little high school story, by the way. So we're all kind of back into the job grooves, which is kind of fun. But so I had retreats with my high school choirs yesterday and today, and so my retreat with concert choir went from 8 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. It was like 4.5 hours that we were trying on uniforms and singing and doing activities and whatever else. I get an email from a student that evening, 4 p.m. said, "Sorry, I missed the retreat today. I overslept, and when I woke up, it was over." Which means they weren't asleep longer than 12:30, right? Like, that's a long time.
Not for high schoolers. A lot of my high schoolers sleep in until like 11 or noon. Like, I'll ask, like, when I meet them in the morning, I'm like, "When do you normally sleep in?" They're like, like noon. I'm
like, really?
It's 8 a.m. This is 4 hours earlier than you wake up. Like, I had to get up at 7 too. So, like, we went to bed at like 2 last night. And I was like, I guess that was kind of me. I was a very late sleeper in high school.
Yeah, you can get away with stuff, you know? You can just play video games all night and no one's judging you.
I was lying there last night with Annie. I was curled up and I was reminiscing about the greatest time period of my life, which was when. Stay with me. No, I couldn't be more clear. I couldn't be more clear to her that it wasn't that moment with her right there.
This is barely top 20, just to be clear.
When you are in, let's say, I think it's got to be eighth grade, because you got to be old enough to stay home alone, but young enough where it's not actually like detrimental to like leave. Like, when you stayed home sick, like junior or senior year, you actually like miss stuff. But in like freshman year, when you stayed home sick and you were like, "I'm sick enough that I shouldn't go to school, but I'm not sick enough that it's actually like inconvenient," and it was just a free day of just like watching sci-fi movies. I was like reflecting on that. And I was, that was peak. Just like a cold. You just got a fall cold, but it was also just like you were learning, I don't know, addition or whatever it is you did in seventh grade. I should know that better. But
that's definitely not seventh grade stuff, but I'm glad you learned it.
I was in a slow math track. Three fifths is bigger than one third, but I actually never learned that because I was watching Ice Spiders on my couch.
Dude, and once you're on your fourth SportsCenter like loop, and you're in eighth grade, and Stuart Scott comes on TV for the top 10, and you're like, "Oh, it's that baseball moment again. I love this one."
Or you see the anchor change. You like catch SportsCenter through the anchor change. You're like, "Oh, I wonder how they're gonna word this story."
Now, top of the hour, that baseball highlight from 2 hours ago. Yes, the baseball highlight.
That was 100% me. I would just sit on ESPN all day. Or if I wanted to get nostalgic, I'd turn it to Nick Jr. Watch
the
Blues Clues.
I feel like we should have some sort of like snake draft.
Stay home sick draft.
I think we already did that, to be clear. We definitely did that already.
But now we'll add in, you get to pick your illness. So I got the mumps. So somewhere else go.
Pick one. Round one, pick one. Mumps. What a bold strategy.
Boom. Kai's got gonorrhea. Are we going to bleep it? We'll find out in the post.
I literally can't find my pencil because I dropped it as I'm sitting here spinning it, so I can't write down the time.
Well, looks like we're now going to say the word gonorrhea on the pod, huh, boys?
It's a scientific thing. Like, whatever. It's a real...
Yeah. Don't love that this is going to be the thing that's attributed to me, but it's... No one's going to remember Jesse said it jokingly. It's just going to be like, "Yep, Kai."
Hey, Kai stayed home sick with gonorrhea. We all remember.
When Twitter's like third trending thing is Kai gonorrhea, I'll write you a letter. That's on me.
But, so you know how those things, how you drop things sometimes? This is really specific to me right now. Yep, and it's a very small, it's a very small space. Like, you know it's in like a 2-foot by 2-foot window and somehow you can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't, I hate that so much. It's like, and it took some weird bounce off the eraser and went like under something you can't notice. Or it was just, it's just awful.
Anyway. The worst is like the side of the car, you know, between the car and the middle of the car. I hate when I, like, drop, like, a credit card down there. I'm like, well, time to get a new credit card. Better cancel
like
that
no
one.
Way. There's, like, no way to move. You try to move the seat forward, then you move it back, you move forward, and you're just, like,
it's just in that dead zone. When they designed the car, they're like, we need a 7-inch area that you can't move back or forwards the seat enough. There needs to be overlap no matter what. I'm like, yeah, seems perfect.
You can't put your hand in it. It's just a disaster.
Wayne and I rented a car in Florida, and I'm not thinking of between the door, but the other side, between the seat and, like, the middle thing, my phone fit perfectly in there, but my hand didn't. And so it would fall in there, and at one point I had to pull over so I could get it out. But then a turtle crawled under my car.
Oh no!
Like right under the tire, so we had to figure that out. It was a whole big thing.
Hey, did any of us check on that dog? Speaking of crawling under cars, did you check and make sure that dog wasn't under our cars on the way out of the cabin, or way out of the? Because I definitely didn't. Just to be clear.
I mean, honestly, after the large bump we went over at the start of the trip, I didn't check much. So,
so just to fill everyone's listening is in our fantasy group, so I don't need to explain it. Never mind. You're fine.
John Evans, here's a fun story for you, John Evans. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so anyway, so they have three dogs at this place we went to, this big Shouse, they called it, which is hilarious in and of itself.
Shower. No idea what that means, but yeah.
Totally. Shed house, I'm guessing, but anyway, it's just an assumption. There are these three dogs that were not technically allowed to be in the Shouse, so anytime they came in, the guy said, you're just supposed to yell at them to get them out of there. Just get them out of there. They know they're not supposed to be in there. He was very cruel, really, to his dogs and the way he spoke about them and to them, but anyway, that's beside the point. So this little, what kind of dog are we talking about here, Jesse?
It's like a pug, like a terrier? Right?
Well, yeah,
I think
okay,
it was a
sure.
pug.
No, it was smaller for sure than a pug.
All right, so it was a pug. Keep going with the story.
Terrier mix. And pug it comes reader. In, Jesse yells, get out of here! And we have all our cars parked out. Jesse was very mean to the dog as well. So,
come on, that is not fair at all.
I'm just kidding.
I petted more dogs than anyone.
You're great.
I have a reputation to uphold.
So anyway, we have all of our cars parked outside of this garage and the dog's walking in. So just says, hey, get out of here. The dog like crawls like as low as it can go and squeezes itself under my car. It's like it's just laying on the rocks under my car. Obviously uncomfortable. Like definitely not a comfortable place for it to be. Like legs kind of splayed out. Like not standing upright. We're like, what are you doing? Like, get out from under the car, too. So just like, okay, we have to watch out under the cars when we leave. And then we proceeded to play lightning and knockout, and no one checked the cars. So I hope the dog, wherever you are, you're still doing okay, because we did not look.
Our dog listenership will definitely take a hit if something bad happened to him. Yeah.
Well, he left us a good review, so I'm assuming we didn't kill his dog, right?
We were also out that night before we left, and you know, we knew the dogs, we knew there were three dogs, and we had some solid fire lemonade.
Nice.
There was just another dog, there was just a bonus dog that no
Wait,
one
really
seen. Yeah, there was just an extra dog that no one had seen, and there were, it was not one of the three dogs that were accounted for. And he was just there. He was chilling. So I don't know.
Yeah,
that's cool. Dogs like fire lemonade. Yeah. One other quick dog thing, just because we're doing our dog segment now.
Obviously.
the big dog ran 2 miles with me one morning. The morning I went for my run, just like jogged with me. So that was weird. I was jogging, and it was like sniffing the side of the road and then peeing and then running up to me. And then sniffing the side of the road and then peeing and then running up to me. Like, and I'm just keeping a steady pace, and I feel like the slowest freaking person. This dog is just like, oh, hey, how's it going up there? Oh, anyway, I'm just going to pee quick. Oh, hey, I'll just catch up. Like, God, come on. Like, this is exhausting. And the dog's like, no, I'm good. So anyway, dog comes with me. The edge of the road is about 2.5 to 3 miles away. So about 2 miles, I see the dog just panting like crazy. I'm like, uh-oh. Like, I'm not sure this dog's going to make it, like, the rest of the way. I don't really know what to do. I'm like, hey, go home, buddy. And he just kind of stopped and looked at me and then turned around and started walking back. I'm like, well, that worked. Like, I hope he goes home. And then apparently he wandered through some rivers, and Brady saw him about half an hour later coming out of a little stream, really wet, and made it home. So he had a good little bath and a nice run. Good dog.
Like, trusting dogs at that level is just wild to me. Where it's like, yeah, they go anywhere within like a 5 mile radius and generally come home. It's like
and I don't the dog know, did man. Not hesitate. To be clear, I walked out of our house. I started jogging. The dog's like at my heels. I'm like, all right, guess we're going for a run. Like, I don't really know what to do here. And I tried to say, hey, go back. And he's like, oh, just going to keep coming until he got really tired. Then he's like, yeah, I'm going to go back now.
I'm going to go back now. I'm gonna take the river road home.
Moral of the story is I ran longer than a dog could. I'm an athletic marvel. So there you go.
That's true.
Another fun story for you is that this weekend we were playing basketball and it was really slippery, and we're like, Josh, it's really slippery with your shoes on. And Josh goes, I haven't slipped once. And then Josh proceeds to chase down a rebound and just plants it. Just plants it and just scoots himself to the 3-point line and begins to take off his shoes. No other words were needed. He learned that it was in fact slippery. So,
yeah, our athletic one of those, marvel. You had to experience it to really understand it, you know. And I hadn't experienced the slipping floor yet. It felt very solid to me up to that point. So anyway, we've heard some good things. What are we talking about today on the pod apart from dogs and mowing time limits? Because I feel like that's also good, but we could find more stuff maybe.
What's the NFL theme? Is there da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na? That's not it, is it? Probably not.
No.
Oh, I played that. I remember I arranged it that one time and I played it. But it's gone now.
Cue that clip. It's on our Twitter somewhere.
Yep. Cue the clip. It's on. I did. I put it on Twitter. Yeah.
All right. So go to our Twitter right now. Pause the Spotify. Go to our Twitter. Play that clip.
They missed these instructions because they already paused it.
Shoot. Yeah, you don't open the instructions with pause. You don't open your verbal instruction with step one, stop listening to me. Step two.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to be a horrible parent someday. Step one, ignore me.
Oh, shoot.
Do you think? Are they ever going to come
no,
back?
No, they're still – they're gone. We're never getting them back.
We gave them no instruction. I'll call everyone individually and get them back on.
Three phone calls.
There were more.
All right, thank you for picking up my phone call or listening to my voicemail. Welcome back. This is our NFL pod.
Yes, this is the NFL pod because what are we, like 3 weeks away from like actual real NFL games?
I think it's more like
the Marvel. Nobody knows. Josh, we saw a preseason game. We thought we watched, win $20.
Preseason. Yeah, we did. Go Houston Texans. That's the real deal. Yeah.
For us Miles Gaskin owners, we cannot be clear enough that game one of preseason means absolutely nothing. And honestly, you should take away zero from what you saw out there positionally and starter wise. So
please God.
Football yet. Please, dear God. That was funny. I read, for those who don't know, I drafted Miles Gaskin. I stole up into the third to get him, felt super confident about it, and then immediately that weekend they're like, hey, time to have a Dolphins preseason game. Miles Gaskin's fighting for the third spot in the roster. And I'm like, oh, come on.
Malcolm Brown is getting 8 yards on 9 carries and he can't be supplanted as the number one option.
You'd think when he did 7 yards on 8 carries, you'd let Gaskin throw in there, but like, maybe this is the one that'll really bust loose. God. So that's fun. But
NFL.
But bam. We will end. I have a fun little maybe tiebreaker or thing I want to add. We'll do our winners losers segment again in the third segment. Does that feel good?
Yep.
That means we have to fill another segment. So we do.
Okay. Well, I think this is just our first segment's always just our loosey goosey boom. So I feel like we could even pause after 17 minutes. Come back and do a formal introduction to our thoughts in the NFL, overall hot takes, overreactions, predictions, and then third segment, cut dry, do some winners, losers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean. That sounds great. We're at 19 and a half minutes on my count. Jesse was late to the party. So this seems
17 minutes, that's when they paused. So they're not even back yet.
They still don't know where they're at. Yeah, they haven't joined us.
I've tried to call them.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, otherwise, I think to just end it off here, Ice or Kai, you got new jobs. Anything you want to say about the world in a new academic building?
Nope.
All right. This is good. Yeah. That's good. Quality content right there. Thanks, guys. Kai, anything on your end at all?
Having a job is a good thing, folks. So
yeah,
we said save the hot takes for segment two, Kai.
I do appreciate this segment of our audience who's very upset about what Kai just said. We lost a lot of people. Pretty inflammatory stuff, but it is good. We're working again. Some people didn't stop working, but some of us are starting up again, which is fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Happy end of summer. Happy NFL season. We'll come back in a little bit. We'll talk about some NFL stuff.
Back. That first segment was a little. We were doing a bit
where all of our audio was just a slight
touch off. And then you just take it.
It was a fun one. It's one of our season two best bits, honestly.
Yeah. We should let each other know if the audio is a little bit
out. Yours is, oh, what were you doing the whole time? Why was that so much worse?
This is better now? I'm holding it up to my ear.
How is mine? Is mine better?
Oh, man. We are so good now. This is also good podcasting.
It was a joke.
Uh-huh. It was you were doing it ironically.
I would like everyone to check in on their sound quality like once every minute and a half or so, probably, just to make sure we're still on the same page. Yeah.
Check one, guys, two. Check. It got worse.
Oh.
Right as you said that, really glitchy. Hey. Okay, now you're back. Oh hey, man.
What's right, guys.
Nice. Solid joke.
Right, everyone. Solid.
Yeah, it's really funny because we don't actually have internet issues, so pretending that we do is just hilarious.
You know what would stink? Not having internet. Does Kai still not have internet? I would ask him, but literally, is it here yet? There was a time where he didn't have internet. I'm hoping he's not just using data.
I think he still doesn't have internet because I think he said the internet guy is coming at like 3 p.m. on Wednesday.
Yeah, some of us pay attention. Kai, is the internet guy coming at 3 p.m. on Wednesday?
What time?
Oh, you guys are 4 p.m.
I was thinking Eastern. I was thinking Eastern.
The day. Is it better to not know the day or to have the wrong time? I don't know. I don't know. What's better? I ask you.
That's a great question. Is a little bit of something right good or just being completely wrong? Who knows, Josh?
Exactly.
Who knows? Boom.
It's a gray area.
Well, I have
gray areas.
The first round pick in my upcoming fantasy draft. For the next league, I got the first round pick, so I'm excited. First overall, Young Wei Koo. I think I'm going with Christian McCaffrey, which dives us right into Kai. What are your thoughts on the Panthers' upcoming season, my man? We got a fresh new NFL season,
dude. Darnold season, man. It's happening.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's real. It's real.
Nah. If people think like this whole New York Jets. Tanking thing has corrupted him, but it hasn't. In fact,
he's been bad from the beginning.
No, when he's surrounded by proven playmakers like Christian McCaffrey, DJ Moore,
Robbie Anderson,
wide receiver two, who
Robbie Anderson.
Yep.
People come here for this high quality analysis.
And our coach has battled. That's the Redskins coach. The
no, it's not.
Oh no. I'm bleeping it. Bleeping it all. Welcome back from that ad break.
Your coach rules, man. Your coach rules.
Still our coach.
No, yes, your coach rules.
Ice, no. Three times is enough for that pun. I got it time one, and it wasn't funny. Yeah.
Do you know who it is?
Don't
though?
Be coy.
Yes, it's Matt Rule. It's Matt Rule.
It's a koi fish.
You know, kind of fish.
It's a koi fish.
God. Jesus.
But also, Kai, I completely agree with you for what it's worth. Here's the thing. Adam Gase may be the worst coach. Adam, okay. Here I was defending you. Adam Gase may have been the worst coach in NFL history. Like, genuinely, he was just atrocious in every facet. And there's been proven, like, the last five players that have left the Jets and gone somewhere else have been substantially better than people thought they were because Adam Gase's system was atrocious. It would not surprise me at all to see Sam Darnold being very passable as an NFL quarterback. And no, I'm not saying that because he's my quarterback 1/2 in fantasy. I have stuck to that take, and we cannot bring up the chat records. Except
I was
going to
say.
Yeah. Very much had a chat argument about this, but we're not going to do it because I am a fully changed person. Adam Gase stunk. Nothing against my Jets now, but Adam Gase was the worst, and players are better when they leave. And Sam Darnold will be better because he left.
Look for the Panthers to win a wild card in a newly wide open NFC South, right? We still got the Bucs there.
Wait, what? Like, wait a second. What's wide open mean with Buccaneers still in the Super Bowl?
The Saints are trash.
Sure.
The Falcons have always been bad.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying by the way open. Julio's gone. Michael Thomas is effectively gone. I see what you're saying.
DJ Moore is here, baby. Mm-hmm.
DJ Moore is now a top three wide receiver in the NFC South. So that's where we're at. Mm-hmm. That's tough. That's a tough look. Wild card is much too high for me. Mark me down for a solid 7-10 season, 7-10 split. Ooh. And just like you get it in bowling, it's not going to be fun. So
17
that's my
games.
Take.
Nice.
Did you get that joke, Ice, or should I repeat it two more times loudly?
That joke
this
ruled,
is good.
Man.
Oh, God damn.
You know what is awesome? Oh, wait, I messed it up. Shoot.
All right. Kai, what are your? I'm 7. I'm 7-10 split. Playoffs. That's my guess. Anyone else?
Oh, I'll give you specifics. We'll say 9-8, but all our wins are against really impressive teams. But we lose to some dumb teams. Cause that's what young teams do, right? They win the ones they're not supposed to. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Listeners, I'm being exposed. Me without internet. I don't have a computer to like see anything in front of me. So. It's just me talking on my phone. So, yeah. Take that for data.
I love that. Mm-hmm. That's so good. I also am in on the Panthers. And I do they get above 500?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm in on the Panthers. Ooh, do I put them above 500? What a rough question.
I am in, fully in, the wide open division. Do they get to 8 wins? I love how
I'm down on them at 7-10 and you're in on them fighting for one, giving them one more win.
Josh, I'm in. They go 5-12. Fantastic year.
Hey, you take a lot of moral victories from those 12 losses. Team feels better. I do think Matt Rhule's a good coach. Like I think he's going to create some good offensive systems. I don't know if their defense is going to be any good.
Well, they're led by our defensive coordinator, though, Josh. He's a pretty good defensive coordinator.
He rocks. His Dwayne the Rock Johnson is your defensive coordinator.
Nice.
Jesus.
I think.
No, let's end this. Let's end this bit. It was started bad and it continues bad.
Okay, so I don't firm take on the Panthers, but I do think. Okay, here's my thing on the Panthers.
No. This is just.
I do think Sam Darnold
is audibling like a boss right now.
Sam Darnold is going to be an above average NFL quarterback. He's going to finish in the top half of the league in terms of QBR.
Top 25 in quarterback play.
You're really putting Sam Darnold top 15 QBR?
Yeah, let's say number 15. Lock him in.
Oh, I love it.
All right. It's an obscure enough stat, he can win it.
Hey, you said we were taking hot takes. Here it is. Sam Darnold, number 15 QBR this year.
Hey, hot take. Sam Darnold has more QB wins than Carson Wentz. Heard it here first, folks.
All right. Well, where do we want to transition then? Do we want to transition to the Adam Gaseless Jets or the Carson Wentz full? I don't wait for you anymore because you made 3 jokes in a row. I didn't like. 3 strikes, you're out, just like bowling.
Panthers will win
more games than last year's.
Oh,
oof. Wait, so wait, just to clarify, are you in on them or not?
I think I'm
have a great year.
You heard what I said. 6-11.
Push the chips in. I'm doubling down on the weird 3 thing where I can get a run of 3 numbers in a row and I can get 9-1 odds. We all get the reference. Okay.
Oh my God.
We're going to the Jets next because the Jets showed their dominance in New York this last week, crushing the New York Giants in the week one of the preseason game, 12-7 with their new quarterback, Zach Wilson, leading them to 3 points. That's more points than Carson
Wentz. That's actually
more
points than they scored all of last.
They scored 0 points the whole year. The Jets are fun and bad, which is the perfect place to be. They're not going to be expected to win a bunch of games. They're not going to win a bunch of games, but they're going to be better than 1-16. So there's that. And I think Sam Darnold is legitimately going to be fine, period. Is that good enough for the hot take?
He's very hot.
Sam Darnold. No, I'm still talking about Sam Darnold. I just can't get him out of my head. To be fair,
the Darnold effect is real. People want what they can't have with him, man.
I was listening to John B., the host of the Locked On Jets podcast today, and he was running through – yeah, I know. It's a name drop. He was running through the Gangrene. He's the editor of gangrene.com.
Oh, no.
Check him out for your Jets content.
That's such a Jets blog name.
He was running through. He was like, illness. You know what? Zach Wilson had a better start than Sam Darnold or Christian Hackenberg. And he named like six quarterbacks. It's just so sad.
The six quarterbacks you've had in a 3-year span.
Right, exactly. Or, you know, Mark Sanchez. Or it was just, but it was really too bad. But anyway, I do think the Jets are going to be fun. Robert Sala, in all accounts, has been good. There have been very few like negative reports coming out of training camp, which with the other team that I follow has not been true, as people are literally retiring training camp. They're like, nope, I am out. I'm done with this football thing. As it turns out, it's not for me, as they like get into week one of training camp. I think the Jets are going to be fun and bad. And they win five, count them, five NFL football games this year.
Preseason, five game, four preseason, one regular. And
they scheduled an extra preseason game because they were just sick and tired of playing the regular season. They're like, you know what? I like the second stringers better than this whole thing.
I think I'm in on the Jets as well. I like the Jets to go 3-14.
I'm giving them 6 wins. Same as guys' team. 6 wins.
I'm going to go with the most Jets season you can think of. I'm going to go with 5 wins, but I'm going to say 4 come in the last 6 games to just climb up that draft board.
Ayo.
Avoid that number one pick. Baby.
Mm-hmm. We don't want your number one pick.
Where would that put them? I think that would put them at 1-10 then, and they'll finish 5-12, something around that range. So,
man,
you know,
the AFC East basically guarantees them, what, 2-3 wins? I mean, they stumble their way into 3 wins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then from there,
I don't know. Do they? Like, they're NFC's. Worse than the Bills. Oh, okay. They're worse than the Patriots.
Yeah, no, I don't agree. I actually think the
Jets
are
thinking Giants.
I guess I was thinking, the reason the AFC East is bad is because the Jets are in there.
Yeah, like, it's not really because
the Jets
the
are the reason.
Too.
Speaking of.
You can't say this team stumbles into 3 wins.
Speaking of terrible divisions, though, Josh, what about your other team?
Seamless. Oh, hey, NFC East, baby. So here's my little tangent on the Jets, because this had felt like...
Dude, come on, man.
Geez, this is awful. When are we recording this thing? This has felt
I think he means of New York.
It's it's the Sam Darnold conversation that I've been dying to have this whole time. Let's get into it, fellas. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing about Daniel Jones. okay. So my quick Giants thing. It felt like a team that was going to have a really nice year, because we had several factors going in our favor. Saquon Barkley coming back from an ACL tear, signed Kenny Galladay, number one receiver. Daniel Jones hopefully progresses as a young quarterback, and our defense was already really good. Boom, 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 boom. This feels like a team that could win the division. And then training camp starts. And as my good buddy Christopher Harris says, you don't pay attention to training camp unless you hear the negative stuff. And man, has it been a lot of negative stuff for the Giants in training camp. I did not exaggerate. There have been two offensive linemen that retired mid-training camp because they were not happy with how that felt to be there. Calvin Benjamin had a very honest article that was critical of the Giants organization. Kenny Golladay sprained his pulled his hamstring, so he hasn't been practicing. There was a brawl that Daniel Jones, our young quarterback, was instigated. At the bottom of. He was at the bottom of the pile. That's not ideal.
Hey, it did arouse your coach, though. So that's what I was going to say.
That's
very important for team development.
But guys, it aroused their coach.
I'm not going to lie. It made me a little happy downstairs. He didn't say that, but that's kind of what he said. And
it was in the subtext. It was in the subtext.
We understood it. So there have been a lot of bad things out of Giants camp. Saquon Barkley, now they're like going to ease him back in, which is fine. I understand he's coming off a torn ACL, but not a great feeling for that either. I mean, Kardarius Tooney,
no one picked him third overall in fantasy draft. Yeah,
our second round pick. He hasn't practiced. It's just been rough stuff. Yeah.
No.
It's just been rough
stuff. Well,
Josh,
that was pretty good.
Go ahead, Kai. Josh, I have a tough question for you. Which of your New York starting quarterbacks gives off more of the system's worked well for me vibe? Zach Wilson or Daniel Jones?
Zach Wilson. 100%
okay. Darnold. All right. I just remember when Daniel Jones got picked, there was the same convo about like who he got picked over someone, and there was like, oh, well, he's the white, rich quarterback.
Which QB is most likely to be at the bottom of a pile of a training camp brawl? It was Daniel Jones for sure. Yeah.
That was the answer, was Daniel Jones. Dang it. Well done. Give me another 6 wins. Give me a total of 12 wins in New York.
Hey, you know what? It's going to be an exciting season for the New York football teams.
Speaking of 12 wins, we want to transfer over to the old West Coast here quick.
Sure. Let's jump over.
San Fran.
Oh, no. Well, I was thinking
one of
real,
your teams?
The real West Coast. Yeah, I was
You have the 49ers, Jesse?
I have the 49ers.
Wow.
Pay attention, John.
Why did we give them such a good team?
I don't know. Who gave them the 49ers?
I was in Detroit all of last year. I needed something.
I gave you something terrible still. I don't remember what it was.
No, I got Colts, Niners, Warriors. This is great. I love all of those teams.
What happened to us? We got soft. Soft.
I ate a bagel with marinara and whey protein. I deserve to have 1 year of fandom.
Oh, man. I just found that sandwich draft in my drawer. In the house.
Oh, you found the sandwich? Oh,
the sandwich draft.
Finished it off 3 months later.
But I remember halfway through that pod, you'd be like, man, this is disgusting. We're like, you know what? Maybe you got to put it in the oven for a few minutes. Maybe that would really help congeal the fruit snacks on top.
So I had to take 2 months off marinara after that. And I eat a lot of marinara. I did really like it, but just the cold. All right, back to the San Francisco 49ers. Here's my one hot take I've been saving for my 49ers. My hottest of hot – well, maybe it's not that hot. I guess the 49ers fan – I have a student who's like a massive, massive 49ers fan, his whole family 49ers fan. He thought it was a hot take, so that's the only reason I say it. I do not think Trey Lance starts a game this year. I don't.
Yeah, that's hot.
I don't. I do not. I think that they start fast, they start well, and they're not going to want to mess with it. And because the thing is, he was like, well, I mean, like, I think that he comes in week 7. If he doesn't play well, you take him out. And I was like, I think that smart coaches, which is what I really hope Kyle Shanahan in, does not put a rookie QB in if you're going to pull them later. Like, if you put a rookie QB in, that's your starter. I think it does too much to the mentality, too much to the development to have him play 2 games, pull him out, try it again later, kind of a thing. So I think you only go to Trey Lance. I just think it's bad. The Josh Rosen method. Like, you don't do that.
R.I.P. Josh Rosen.
Yeah, exactly. So I think if you play Trey Lance, that is your starter moving forward. That's the end of Jimmy Garoppolo. And I think they start fast enough that they're going to want to actually compete and win this year. And I think it would be viewed very negatively if they start, let's say, 6-2, put in Trey Lance and go to like 6-5 or something. I'm not saying it will happen, but I do not think Trey Lance will start because I think they're going to be very good with Jimmy Garoppolo, maybe not even offensively, which is the only reason I could see this failing. Is that they're going to have a very solid defense. I think they have very good weapons. So, but that is my take, that Jimmy will play fine enough that no one's going to be clamoring for Trey Lance. I also think Kyle Shanahan's a smart coach. He only put Trey Lance in when he's truly ready. And I think after his first preseason game, he didn't look great. He had an 80-yard touchdown, but I also feel like that when you say things like 80-yard touchdown, you should include a stat about how far the ball went in the air, because it didn't go 80 yards. It was a very wide-open wide receiver. It was a slightly underthrown ball. The dude just ran the rest of the way. So
it was
like,
a good throw. I do think that's a hot take. I actually think it's a pretty decent take as far as, like, obviously it's not why Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes are good, but I do think that team should let their guys rest like a whole year. Not rest, but learn like a whole year.
give them a year before, off.
Yeah, but actually, though, I think that they should learn a whole year before. Like, instead of just being, like, thrust out there and just saying, like, go ahead, especially for a team that has expectations. I don't think you're right, because I do think that they're going to win a lot of games, but I also think that fans will be clamoring regardless, because fans are really excited about him. They gave up a lot for him. And so I think maybe they should let him sit a year. But I think that, I mean, even if they did lose, if they were 6-2 and they lost, like, I could see that happening. Or just like a very scheduled, like, hey, we're going to do this week 9, regardless of what happens. And then they send him out there because he is their future still. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. But I think it's a different scenario than, say, Justin Fields for the Bears, because I think that Nagy is coaching for his job this year, right? So you're going to go to Fields much earlier. You're going to feel that pressure from fans. I do not think Shanahan is coaching for his job by any stretch. I think
He doesn't rule, though. Come on now.
Oh, my God. We just go to segment 3 already. But I don't think that Shanahan is coaching in any capacity for his job. So I think he's going to be able to make whatever play is smartest for the team. And that's why I also think Justin Fields should wait a while. I think the fact that Matt Nagy's on the hot seat that he's on is going to make Justin Fields come in by like at game 3, maybe at the farthest. But I don't think any of that pressure or any of that scenario is true in San Francisco. And so I think they're going to start well. If they start poorly, if they start 3-3, let's say, if the offense looks inept, then yeah, I do think they'll go to Trey Lance. Like, I think you plug and play him as soon as you think he helps you win games, but I don't think they're going to need him to win games.
Which rookie wins the most games this year? Mac Jones, Justin Fields, Trey Lance?
Zach Wilson.
That's a good question. No, because he's starting right away.
Trevor, still a fair question.
That is true. I'll take Justin Fields. Even if you put Zach Wilson in there, I'll still take Justin Fields. But I did, full disclosure, he's on my fantasy team.
Yes, that is all that's referencing making him. I am not a Sam Darnold person until I drafted him, and now it's Sam Darnold for what it's worth.
Sam Darnold wins, yeah, true. Best rookie. Yeah.
I like the question a lot. I think scenario-wise, I'm going to pick Justin Fields over Mac Jones, but I think I would put Mac Jones actually. Again, this is my take that I don't think Trey Lance is going to play. I think Trey Lance is maybe probably the most talented of the three and will end up winning the most games in his career. I'd then put Justin Fields at 2 and Mac Jones at Mac Jones at 3 in terms of overall talent and what my prediction for their careers would be. For this year, though, I don't think you're in a rush to start Mac Jones either. So I don't think he comes in before maybe game.
Is it Stindham season in New England?
I think it's Cam Newton. Cam Newton.
Yes, I remember.
So I think just due to availability, Mac Jones will play less games than Justin Fields. So Justin Fields will win that, not because of he'll like ability of winning more percentage of games, but because he's going to play a lot more than either of those other two.
I just want to point out, I read a training camp blurb today that Mac Jones completed 18 of 20 passes during his portion of the first team offense, which is hilarious because, and I say this completely understanding what it means, because the preseason game 1, he was 13 of 18 for like 60 yards.
The important stat there, he was 18 of 20 for 42 yards. That's the important part of that stat.
And there was no defense on the field. It was just a shot.
15 of those were to himself.
He was just doing hand shovel passes.
He was just throwing the ball in the air and then catching it. And they recorded it every time. The B-Riders were like, that's amazing.
Okay, how about the question for wins? Go ahead.
I agree, Jesse. Long term, it's Trey Lance. I think for this season, I still go Trey Lance because I think he's starting by like week 5. So, let's go. We're staying on the West, but we're on the best part of the West now. We're going to Denver, baby. So, I was listening to Denny Ver on Lockdown Broncos.
Hold on, real quick, Kai. Earlier when I said let's go to the West Coast, and you were like, "Oh, we're going there." You thought I meant Denver?
Yes.
Did I say West Coast? You thought I meant Denver, Colorado?
New Jesse at the 49ers. Raise your hand right now. Yep. I don't see
that's
hands.
Fair. I just that's I totally fair. That's a good point. That's a great point. You are in studio and we're not. all right. Sorry. The West Coast city of Denver. Please continue.
Yep. So for the Broncos this year, we have an exciting thing. We drafted a rookie running back, which never backfires when you spend draft capital. On it's always a smart thing. We've got two quarterbacks. We got Teddy, the make that bready Bridgewater.
We got
Drew Lock. And either of which
really no nickname for Drew. His last name is Locke, and they're okay. Anyway, keep going.
Drew can't pick that lock. Am I right?
Yeah, except they can. Somebody picks. But
joke did not rule.
QB situation. I would side. I think Teddy gives us both a higher floor and somehow a higher ceiling, just because he's less prone to mistakes. We have a good defense, so really we just need kind of a guy like Teddy who's gonna kind of make the right read, and we can really exploit defenses with our explosive options, young options, I might add, future potential here. The Chiefs might rule the AFC West now, but man, in 4 years, it's our thing. It's our thing, baby. We got Noah Fant, Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton coming off an ACL, about to post near wide receiver one numbers. Yeah, you'd have to be a real, real dummy to trade that guy in fantasy, I will say. Yeah. No one. Cortland's good. We got this guy named Chubb. And he's not a running back. He's a edge, and he's good too.
Nice.
So, I haven't.
While we have our Denver beat reporter here, I don't know if you even know the answer to this question, but Von Miller is still a blank player in the NFL. Like, is he
a football
great?
Player.
Good. Yep. Okay. I just don't I haven't heard about him. I remember he used to be a top five defensive player, but I feel like he's old and not good. And is that an okay read, or am I rude?
I think it's a rude read, and he's going to have a redemption tour. Although, we used to have another edge. Someone else give me a legendary Broncos edge. Not Von Miller, but
Peyton Manning.
No, yes, we're lining him up at outside linebacker. No, Elvis Doomer. He's pretty old.
Now. Of course, we all were thinking about that.
You don't know about Elmas Doomerville?
That I know it's a real person, but 60% of me wants it to be a made up name.
Yep. I mean, we're the franchise. I mean, at the end of the day, we're a franchise of glory, man. We're one of, I think, four franchises in the last 20 years to win multiple rings. So we're in pretty exclusive club. Oh, leave it.
Nah, leave it. All right.
Prediction for the year. We also get a wild card. I'm going all in. I say we go 8-9. Secure that wild card.
All in.
How bad are these wild card teams? 8-9 doing it this year?
Yeah, there's three still teams now.
I will say that the AFC is bad. Like it falls off fast after you get from the division winner. So I think 10. You probably need 9 wins to get a wild card in the AFC. So we'll bump them up to 9 quick. 9-8. Good point, Jesse.
What do we got there real quick? Like the playoff teams. You got Chiefs for sure. You got Bills for sure. You got Titans for sure. You got Ravens
I mean,
you're not going Titans for sure?
Well, I mean, Mr. Indianapolis here.
Ravens for sure. Listen, I'm a Colts stan over here. I also will put them there. I'm not putting them as a for sure as the Colts. I would put the Titans below the Titans in terms of my playoff probability, but above the Broncos in terms of I think they'll get the wild card. That's where I would put Colts. But
the Browns are supposed to be good this year.
Yep.
Believe it. But
Dolphins should be in that convo too, right? So we're already at that's about 7-ish. But I see what you're saying by not a terrific 7. You know, that makes sense.
The Broncos squeeze their way in.
All right. We're at 28 minutes, but we haven't gotten to talk about the Colts. So really quick, we're going to just do a round robin. Wentz.
The greatest franchise of all time.
We talk about them enough. It's fine. Carson Wentz finishes blank in passing yards per game. What do you guys predict? 20th, 30th, 35th? What are the thoughts?
He doesn't register. Doesn't post enough yards to count.
Okay. Doesn't reach minimum total.
24th.
Oof. All right. Any others? Hurt me.
21st.
Here, Jesse, I'll do you a solid. I'll go in on Wentz. I think he finishes 19th and really puts up.
Never gets old. Give me 13th. I'm going with he'll finish 13th. I don't want to say total yards because I do think he's actually going to be out given his injury history. I don't think he's back week one. I think he'll be back around week three. Give me 13th in yards per game, though. Boy's a gamer. All right. Good coach, good system, terrible wide receivers. Nothing can go wrong.
I can't see where this is going to go poorly.
As I reflect, when I drafted, I also drafted Carson Wentz in fantasy because apparently that's all we talk about now. And I stopped and I was like, who is he throwing to? Like, is it still T.Y. is the number one on that offense?
Michael Pittman, question mark?
Good. Yeah.
He's not bad. I think he's going to surprise people. He's probably on Blake's team like young guns. But,
young guys.
I just think when you're saying Michael Pittman's going to surprise people and he's your number one option.
Hey, that's Mojo not awesome. Allen Cox, baby.
Sorry, I forgot about that. Yep, that's on me. But, all right. Wait. I guess you should give him time.
Yeah.
Anything to say?
Yeah. No, Packers are good. I also lucked into the Packers fandom because I get the last. Like we really are in the last dance here, mm-hmm. and I get to experience it with you guys. I'm excited. I think we are the NFC favorite right now. I haven't looked at betting odds or anything, but I think that the Packers are the most likely team to win.
I think NFC. Betting odds are still Bucks for the record. I think the That's betting fine. Odds are Bucks, Packers, and then someone from Brewers. NFC West, but I don't know. Brewers. It's Brewers. Yep.
I was out on the Bucks last year. I'm out on them again this year. So I'm a Packers guy. I think that we're pretty much stacked at like every position. I can't really think of anywhere that I'm like super worried about. Maybe like linebacker.
Wide receiver three.
Our defensive line isn't super great. Yeah, I mean it worked last year, so yeah, I'm very excited for him. I would put the over under at like 14 wins. I think they're gonna win 14 games. So
I will take that under. I will take that under. I will
feeling
take
good,
that.
Man. Next year things will blow up, and who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Not me. I'll tell you that.
You know what they say? Can't
have. Go ahead.
Can't stop dance without the last dance. That's all I was gonna say. Shouldn't let me do it. Someone else go.
The Packers have a top blank offense in the league in terms of what you want to go points per game. Let's go points per game. Top blank offense in the league for points per game.
I'm gonna go three.
Two.
I thought mine one. Was better, but no.
Okay, it looks like 3, 2, and 1 are all taken, so I'll take 7.
I guess.
No, I think.
You know, we do these questions wrong. If you say top blank, we should just say 32, and then I'm right no matter what. So I refresh and I say top 32 offense, and I'm gonna flex it. In our NFL recap pod, 9 months, 4 months, 5 months.
We're never going to remember this from then.
How long is the season? Sweet.
So long. Until February. So.
All right. Winners, losers.
Oh, I love this. I love the pick two mm-hmm. and get their wins, the pick two and get their losses, mainly because mm-hmm. I win it every year. So this is good for me.
We've done it once.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
And who was the winner? I don't remember. Do we remember who won last year?
Let's refresh the record that it was an episode Josh missed too.
So, yeah, I got all of this. I got all of the scrap heap, and I still won.
Yeah.
Let's just move on.
It's
going to
be embarrassing. It's going to be embarrassing.
Cut him off, Ice. Cut him off. Cut him off, Ice.
I want him to finish.
I don't want this.
See you guys after the break.
Boom, boom,
boom.
Boom, 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 boom. Have you ever been looking at your little canine friend and thought, what would you taste like in my mouth? Well, we've all been there.
God, it's worse.
Oh, it's come worse. On. I thought I had that one. Welcome. Man's best meat. You've heard of Man's Best Meat. Now try Canine Crunchies, the breakfast cereal that tastes nothing like dog, but actually exactly like dog. Have you ever been sitting there at night thinking, why do I only get to eat incognito at night? I wish there was an incognito breakfast cereal that I could pour some milk over. Well, that's introducing Canine Crunchies. Even has little bits of fur, entirely organically farmed, raised in without cages. We run them 2.5 miles on a road every day and send them through a river back. That's all I have. Can we cut it?
No, I want to hear more.
Just all right, off the top of my foot. Do you want poodle pups? Do you want terrier tits? We should end it right here.
Do you have a cereal option, sir?
Yeah, we have Count Dracula's 1, 2, 3, 4 dogs.
Jesus. I'm going to cut it when you said cut it the first time.
So is someone going to record these? I am out on my front porch listening to the cicadas. Beautiful night. So I don't have a paper or a pencil or any way to record. And if I leave this, it cuts me off. And
yep,
I know you guys
love my voice. I have ways to write it down.
Same.
Awesome. Great.
Josh does. Josh,
all right, I want to open. So as a recap to our friends and fans and enemies, this is a segment where we go back and forth, round robin, four teams,
snake
two
draft.
Of them. Two of them, you get that. Yeah, snake draft, but round robin style. Two of them, you get to pick a team and their wins are added to your total, and two of them you get to pick a team and their losses are added to your total.
You have to specify which is which.
Their wins or losses. Hopefully we know that, but that'd be rough.
Just in case you're picking the Jets, you better go for wins because it's going to be five.
But I have a fun fifth round I'd like to add in for you guys this year if you would, what your thoughts are. I vote that in the fifth round, we all must pick one other's winner or loser, but as the opposite for us. So if Josh picks, say, Chiefs as a winner, and I just don't believe that, in the fifth round, I will take Chiefs as a loser to add to my score. Does that make sense?
Cool.
And then I call you a loser.
Yeah. Exactly. So we bet against for the fifth round. One other's bet four. Does that make sense?
Perfect. Yep.
Sweet. All right. Did we do the randomized thing we always do before we start recording?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep, and we got the names. It goes Kai, Jesse, myself, and Ice.
I love whoever we randomly put forth. Yeah. Suck it, Ice. Kai, you're up first. Winner or loser? And
let me just preface this with being first, and this is such an inherent disadvantage.
Jesus.
There's like five or six. We all know the NFL. There's three good teams.
You get one of them. How is that a disadvantage?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
But then you guys get so many swings at the apple of the bad team.
I get five and six. That's fun for us.
So many swings at the apple.
Eating bites at the baseball bat?
Yeah.
You guys don't take batting practice in apples? You guys missed that. All right. So we all know what I'm gonna pick. It's the last dance. I'm gonna take Green Bay Packers to be good, obviously. It's nice to root for something that I know is inevitable and fun. So I'm gonna say Packers are gonna win lots of games, so I pick them to win.
Nice. We all know that in these style of drafts, second is the worst place to be. We all know that. So I'm just kind of working from an active disadvantage, but that's okay.
Everyone understands that.
I will say, Kai, I literally, like, as I was thinking about this, only one single for sure thing came to my mind, and you left it for me. So I feel very happy about that. Give me Texans losers.
Ooh,
lock that one in. That felt super good from the get-go. Feels like the best winner-loser we're going to have in the history of a decade. Give me Texans losses, and let's
just
underestimate Philip
Lindsay's historic season he's about to have as the.
I estimated it as a 2-win season. So give me those losses, baby. Over to Josh.
Man, God, it's so clear that third overall is just the disaster of the draft here. The top two are gone. Those are the obvious ones. Now I'm left just kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel at this point.
Yep.
All right, so I'm currently scrolling through NFL's NFL divisions.
Hey, I don't have that ability, Josh. So this is an inherent disadvantage. I'm just memory boy.
Guys, how are you speaking into your phone over the internet without access to internet? I don't get this.
I can't leave this, or the audio quality suffers. I'm doing this for God's sake.
I respect that. I'm going to leave it now to also look things up. So if my audio quality suffers, I don't care as much as Kai.
So I'm going to go with one that Kai jokingly made fun of Jesse for potentially doing, and I'm going to take the Detroit Lions bad. I think they are in a division that will be pretty good. Packers and Vikings will be good. Bears will be fine. And, I just think they're going to be a bad team. Detroit Lions bad.
Man, you guys took all three of my first three thoughts, so good job. Obviously, I'm picking fourth. So as you guys all know, it's really easy to win because I'm very advantaged, and I this is the best place to pick. So screw you guys. I will take the Chiefs. Good. It's a hot take, I know.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
I think the Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs, I think they're going to be pretty good this year. I'm going to go with another good because, like Kai said, there are three good teams. Everyone else is bad. I don't know who that third team is yet. I'm just stalling for time. I'm not a Bucks guy. Wasn't a Bucks guy last year. They didn't succeed, so I'm not a Bucks guy this year in either sport. And I'll go with I think I'm going to pick another AFC team. I think I'm just going to go with the Ravens. I know that's kind of I don't think it would have came back to me, but it definitely would have lasted until the third round. I just think I think they're good every year, and so this is kind of like a safe pick. A couple safe picks there.
Cool. I'm next on the turn here. I'm also going to go with a good team. And really, I think I'll tell you my strategy here, everyone that's listening. I'm kind of looking at divisions and trying to figure out, because you're automatically playing all those teams twice, you know? So which division has the biggest disparity from the first to the rest of them, or from the worst to the rest of them? And I think the other biggest disparity is NFC South. I think the Buccaneers are much better than both the Falcons and Panthers, and we don't know what the Saints are. So
shut your mouth.
Buccaneers, I'm in on the Panthers, obviously, for those 7 wins. I think the Buccaneers are going to be good, and I think they'll win a bunch of games.
Mm. See, I think you guys are doing it wrong. Y'all picking your winners, all right? Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. There are a few good losers in the NFL, and everyone else is average, all right? And there are a few teams that know how to lose. So I think that I am also – I think I want to be clear. This is head coach loss. I'm picking this team because how just much I disrespect the head coach. At me, Urban Meyer. Give me your Jacksonville Jaguars as losers. And I think the best strategy is to pick teams that are in the same division, so I'm guaranteed to have at least one win when they play each other. So that's great.
Perfect.
Huh? Yeah. That's solid.
Did I do good?
Did I do good? So Jacksonville Jaguars are my losers.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't even know how I pick at this point. There's really nothing left, guys. The barrel is empty. I guess what I'll do is I've always said Bucks in 6, and I'll keep saying it. This time with it, just take away a K. So I'm gonna say the Bucks.
Wait, weren't the Buccaneers already picked?
Yep, yeah. I already picked them
2 picks ago.
Well, good thing I had a back.
Me for saying thing. For saying they were worse than the or better than the Panthers. That was the whole thing.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, I thought you were talking about the Saints or something. Good thing. Luckily, like all men, I'm prepared with a good backup plan. Mm-hmm. Best model is always to be prepared. I think a good bet to be bad is the New York Football Jets.
Swerve at the end. I like that.
I think as much of a believer as I was in Adam. Well, no, I wasn't. Yep. So he's bad. They're bad. And they shouldn't have drafted that frat boy. They should have picked a real man.
All right.
We're attacking masculinity at this point in the pod. I'm here for it.
Let's go get him. Kai, you get a back-to-back, so
Go get him. By this second back-to-back, I'm really tired and fatigued. I don't know if I'll be able to make this pick very quickly. So in my mind, I'm rattling through my brain. I will say the Buffalo Bills, I think, have a chance.
I wanted that one. That's a great pick. Now remember, next year you can only keep them in the second. Okay. So I think that I have 4 games in which I am going to gain 8 points, as I am going to pick the Tennessee Titans. In the exact same, give me that AFC South,
take the
baby.
Whole division. You got to finish it off on your next.
Give me AFC South. But like, let's think about it for a second. If I truly believe that the worst 2 teams are in the same division, I definitely should take my winner from that division. And I truly believe the worst 2 teams are in one division. I think that's a solid 8. I will not. I am sorry. I like them. I will not be picking the Colts. We're not going to complete the set. Don't feel that good. That's too easy of a you guys to pick as a loser in the fifth round. So it's just too easy money. So give me got two losers and one winner from the same division. I'm feeling confident right now. I want to say that.
All right, I'm up next. I think this one's going to shock some people. I'm going to make some waves with this pick. This is my second good pick.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going
I don't think you've had any good picks yet, Josh.
Yeah, baby.
That's solid. Love that. Attack his masculinity next.
Go get him. I'm picking the Dallas Cowboys. Is it good?
We got a reverse sweep, which means Kai's going to get them as losers, easy money. Kai, if you don't pick the Dallas Cowboys as losers, you're saving them for me. I'll tell you that right now. All right, cool. Ice.
Well, Josh,
make less mistakes than Josh.
Josh is a little sissy girl, so I'm not going to do what he did. I have to pick two losers. I am not. One of them is definitely going to be the New York Football Giants.
Nice.
Because they're bad. And everyone's quitting.
Retiring. It's much different. Josh, you wouldn't understand.
Josh, you have to quote tweet me in the thing because I broke the story. So.
Yeah, Josh is going to be very turned on by the end of the year by all this, all these people getting really mad. and let's see here, my other one. This is not. I don't actually think this team is all that terrible, but I do think that the division is really good. And I picked the Ravens already. When I picked the Ravens and then someone right out, I think it was, I don't remember who it was, but it was talking about Josh was talking about divisions. And I was like, yeah, actually that division's super good. So I'm going to take the one team in that division that is not super good, which is the Bengals. I don't think, Joe Burrow's probably good, but he's kind of hurt. And I don't think the rest of the team is anything, but the wide receivers are good. And Joe Mixon's good. But yeah, I'm gonna go with the Bengals because they're gonna play the Steelers, the Ravens, and the Browns. So
All right. Back to Josh. Let's see if you can move up from that Cowboys pick. Hard to go down.
All right. This is going to be so fun when I win this again, just to be clear. I'm going to rub it in more than I did last year. And I should have rubbed it in more because I didn't get any of your picks, and somehow I didn't get any of the top 12 picks.
For those who aren't on our chat, every time Josh wins anything, he rubs in an adequate amount. I want to be very clear about that.
Yeah, he lets us know when he wins. On the Giants-Rams one, that's more than adequate, but that was also incredible.
He's overwhelmingly confident in things he gets right. Go ahead, Josh.
It is going to the Cardinals is bad.
Whoa.
All right. Now, no matter what Josh picks, I got a free second. So that feels good. That feels good.
I just want to read to you the teams on their schedule. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Titans. Okay. Vikings should be pretty good. Rams. Okay. 49ers. Okay. Browns. Okay. Packers. Okay. 49ers. Okay. Seahawks. Okay. Bears. Okay. Rams.
Research for this is lame, Josh. No one.
I just want to let you know.
This is not something we do.
They have a real tough schedule, and they also play the division winners of the teams that are not in the NFC North. So they got the Cowboys, who are obviously going to be a big winner in this whole thing. So I just want to throw it out there. I think we're overlooking that the Cardinals have a real tough division. And I just don't think they're that good. Cardinals is bad.
All right. Back to me. I get to pick my fandom pick. I guess Cardinals is bad works for me because I'll pick Niners is good. So I got Niners. I guess we'll recap it after this, and then we can do our fifth round. So give me the Niners.
I've written them all down.
Give me those tight end wins with our boy. All right. Tight end wins. Real stat. Look them up. Coming back this year off injury. Can I remember his name? No, that's why I haven't said it once. All right, go ahead, Kai. Kittle! George Kittle!
Thank you. Yeah, keep filibustering. I'm trying to think of NFL teams.
So George Kittle is an NFL player who gets wins. Stacks. Speaking of stacks, if anyone else got the Logan Thomas, Ryan Fitzpatrick stack, hit me up. We are in the same fantasy boat this year. So...
It's a good one.
Who else got up early Saturday morning to poach Logan Thomas to their Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Definitely not taking in water. Definitely a good vote.
Here we go. Okay, thank you. That was beautiful. I will say, I think a bad team. When you lose an all time great at wideout, you know what they say.
Yeah,
wideouts lead
pick.
The wins.
Yep. Yeah.
I think the Atlanta Falcons are gonna be bad. Yep.
That was a good one. That was a very solid end. All right, yeah. Josh, can you recap us winners, losers, and we'll all pick a swap.
Pick our last round. All right, mm-hmm. So Kai has the Packers and Bills as good, and the Jets mm-hmm. and Atlanta as bad. Solid, mm-hmm. solid.
Yep,
Kai. I don't think I'm messing right. with those. Yeah. Not yeah, messing
Kai's
with those.
Let's talk about how good Kai's picks were.
Seriously.
Jesse has the Titans and Niners as good, and the Texans as Jags as bad. Again, good stuff.
That's pretty good too. Yeah, it's gonna be
competitive. Ice has the Chiefs and Ravens as good, and the Giants and Bengals as
Ooh.
Bad.
Can we bet? Whatever the odds are, I'm going to put a slight amount of money on Ice right now. I like those odds.
And then Josh, the People's Champion, has the Buccaneers and Dallas as good, and the Lions and Cardinals as bad. Oh my!
People is a strong word.
The person. All right. Sorry, would you prefer the person's champion?
Yeah, there we go.
All right, Kai, fifth round back to you. Pick one of those as the opposite.
I mean, we all know this is the worst place to be in the draft. You don't. <play yourself. laughs> No, I'll say I think Josh's pick of – oh, boy, I'm trying to think what Josh picked now.
I had Dallas and Cardinals. Dallas is good. Cardinals
Yeah, the
bad.
Cardinals
won.
Yeah, with
that,
the, yeah, I think the Cardinals aren't going to be that bad. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's solid. I do really want to go Dallas. Dallas is going to be bad. I do want to, but it kind of hinges on Prescott. I do think they can be semi-good if Prescott's healthy and who knows about his shoulder. So instead, I'm going to swerve a little bit, and I think that I think that what you said there, which is I think the Bengals are going to be bad despite the fact that they have probably a good quarterback, wide receiver, and running back, convinced me that maybe they'll actually be good because of their quarterback, wide receivers, and running back. So give me Bengals will actually be good.
That O-line, though.
Come at me, bro.
Yeah.
Come at me, bro.
It was funny. You're like, oh, I mean, besides, like, the key skill position players, I just don't see what they have. So I guess I'll take those.
Games are won in the skill positions, you know. What I'm
saying? Mm-hmm. That was half of their offense. The other half of their offense is, you know,
improved
well.
From last year. Hard to not improve that one, am I right? Yeah. So, Bengals are winners. Ice, come at me. Take one of my picks. Oh wait, they're all solid, and that would be a dumb move.
I'm next, by the way. I'm going to reverse on Kai's Atlanta, and I'm going to go Atlanta is good.
Oh, I don't
playing in the prestigious NFC South
again,
with the Bucks and the Panthers.
I would just like to let you know, Atlanta's playing all division losers of the divisions they play because they were last
again,
place.
Justin, we don't research these picks, so if you flex on this, you research, so that doesn't count. Mm-hmm. You know?
They get the Jaguars, they get the Jets, they get the Giants, they get the Lions. Mm-hmm. That's
0-4 to me, baby. Yep.
Is that actually hold up? Is that actually how it works every year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're really good, you play the other really good, and if you're really bad, you play the other really bad.
Yes.
Huh.
Wow.
Let me give you a quick rundown of the schedules. Okay, you get two games against each of the other division opponents. You have one other division from across
that you play every single one.
You play every single one, and then you get one team from the other divisions. And that one team is whatever
– where they slotted with you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Equity scheduling. I like it.
Which is why the Falcons will be good because they're a better team than the last place teams of the other divisions.
Yeah, that's way too nuanced a strategy for me. Yep. I'm picking a name and sticking with it.
Julio left. Falcons bad. Boom. I like it, Kai.
I'm just doing the math on this, and I got screwed.
Come on.
Kai's complaining over here. He gets three first picks, and I get in two last picks.
I want to be very clear.
Three last picks and two first picks.
I want to be very clear.
Like, oh,
I recognize that from the minute I told Kai to go ahead in the fifth round. I knew it was unfair, but we're here. All right, buddy. You got this.
It feels like I'm drafting a quarterback from 1974 right now.
Man,
well, Jesse and I
was.
Have a lot of beef.
We have to go back and do that again.
I'm going to pick the beefiest of the teams that I can pick. And I'm going to pick – because Jesse, not only did he pick one of my teams.
You're dumb.
But he chose to have me get three last picks on purpose, knowing it. Jesse's a little bleep, and I'm not only going to take one of his teams, I'm going to take his team. The 49ers are going to be bad.
Oh, I love this.
And Jesse's going to cry, and I'm so excited.
I love – you know what you just did? We're playing two-on-two basketball, and you purposely picked the worst teammate to show me, and I'm just going to pick the better teammate and win. It's just stupid. If you want to show me, be smart. Don't be dumb.
I don't care who my teammates are, Jesse, and 2v2, I'll beat you every time. Let's go.
This is good. This is high quality stuff.
It's getting real.
It's getting real. I think, listen, I think we should end it with just a brief recap of the weekend.
A brief cap.
Who won Lightning again? Because I know Ice was out first. So who won Lightning again?
Me.
I did.
It was me. Yeah. I won. Ice went out first. But
I
that's
also
not
won,
a reflection
of
basketball. You won
the first game, whatever. Yep. Yeah.
Let's take 3v3 win shares and see who had the higher win shares. How many games of 3v3 did you win, Jess? Yeah. No, win share relative to your team.
Oh, come on. Just because I was carrying Ben all over the court. I'm sorry, Ben. I wasn't
Come on. He's actually a listener. Don't do that.
That was
I just think that we don't actually talk about OPS Plus anymore. And I think that honestly, we can't just do it all based off layups and defense.
Hey, you're talking about offensive efficiency. I'm through the chart. I'm all the way up. Anyway, this is good times.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Ice, horrible last pick, but you deserved it. So that was great. Great draft overall.
It's 8. Is 8:37 too late to start mowing?
It's really dark. I'm not getting outside.
That's tough.
So,
yeah,
Sadie's not going to be happy with me about that. Sorry, she's not listening, but I'm apologizing here. Because she's like, don't mow tomorrow because we have a concert to go to, and I'm going to mow tomorrow.
That's rough. Sweet. That's rough.
Wow. So things are going well at the Olsen household. The Olsen homestead as I tear up our grass.
Nice.
Full circle.
Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Jesse sucks. And we will see you next time.
I have the worst pick in the draft.